In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome back to Ayn and English News with me, Reza Muhajir, and the rest of the team. Thousands of Iranian pilgrims participating in the disavowal of pagans ritual in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, issued a resolution underlining the need for solidarity among all Muslim nations. The pilgrims urged all Muslim nations, governments, and scholars to refrain from any kind of rift and conflict. They called on Islamic nations to help promote unity among world Muslims. The Iranian pilgrims also condemned the U.S. hegemonic and warmongering policies as the manifestation of state terrorism and the root cause of crisis, insecurity, and economic problems around the world. They denounced occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as torture of innocent prisoners by the U.S. forces. Expressing their hatred towards international Zionism, the Iranian pilgrims condemned the rule of Zionist regime over the occupied Palestinian territories. And leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, stressed on Saturday that Muslims from all countries and races should appreciate the values of great ritual of Hajj more than ever. My colleague has more.
In an important message to this year's Hajj pilgrims, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei stated that today the horizon is brighter than ever in the eyes of the Muslim Ummah, and the hope for reaching the goals Islam has envisaged for individuals and societies is greater than ever before. Referring to the weakness and disintegration of the Western schools of thought and the Zionists and the US defeat, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Today, as a result of the Muslims' reawakening and the retrieval of their identity, and with the resurgence of monotheistic ideas and the logic of justice and divinity, a new dawn of prosperity and glory has started for Muslims." The leader said, "This is only the beginning and the complete fulfillment of the divine promise of victory of truth over falsehood and the reconstruction of the modern Islamic civilization are on the way." Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that the first and foremost sign of this inescapable promise was the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, an establishment of Islamic system which turned Iran into a strong fortress for the notion of Islamic rule of law and civilization. The leader added that over the last 30 years, the Middle East and Muslim countries in Asia and Africa have been the arenas where this victorious struggle is taking place. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Palestine and the Islamic Intifada and the emergence of a Muslim Palestinian government and the historic victory of Hezbollah and the Islamic resistance against the arrogant Zionist regime, Iraq and establishment of a Muslim and populist government on the ruins of the atheist regime of Saddam, Afghanistan and the humiliating defeat of the communist occupiers and their puppet government, the defeat and failure of all the plots hatched by the arrogant U.S. government to dominate the Middle East, the incurable problem and chaos inside the usurper Zionist regime, the prevalence of the Islam-seeking masses in all or most of the neighboring countries, the amazing scientific and technological progress in Islamic Iran achieved under severe economic sanctions and embargoes, the defeat of warmongers in America in the political and economic arenas, and Muslim minorities regaining their true identity and dignity in most of the Western countries are all clear indications of triumph and advancement of Islam in its struggle against its enemies in this century, that is the 15th century of Lunar Hijra." Ayatollah Khamenei said, "However, the Muslim nations still face treacherous roads ahead where no one can ever survive unless he or she is equipped with the power of faith, sincerity, hope and jihad, as well as insight and patience." The leader added that this path cannot be taken with despair and pessimism, apathy and lack of spirit, impatience, lethargy, and disbelief in the fulfillment of the divine promise. Stressing that Muslim nations need to be resourceful and wise, Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted that in the last 30 years, the enemies, mostly the US and Zionism, have been utilizing all their capacities but have failed miserably, and their atrocities in the occupied Palestinian territories are indicative of their weakness and imprudence. The leader noted that even today, the enemy has failed to break the resistance of the Palestinians. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that Western claims of democracy and freedom and the slogans of human rights have turned to be nothing but lies. He added that These lies have greatly disgraced the US, most European regimes, the infamous Zionist regime, and some Arab regimes, who have lost their honor and reputation. The leader concluded his message to Hajj pilgrims by stressing that the truth will undoubtedly be victorious at last.
Now, chanting prayers, nearly 3 million pilgrims from about 100 countries converged on Sunday on Mount Arafat, just outside the holy city of Mecca, on the second day of the five-day Hajj pilgrimage, a lifetime dream for many Muslims. The pilgrims had left Mecca on Saturday after completing the first ritual of the Hajj by circling the sacred Kaaba 7 times inside the Grand Mosque. Kaaba is the place where Muslims all over the world stand towards during their five daily prayers. On Sunday, millions of pilgrims dressed in white robes piled into vehicles headed to pray on Mount Arafat. The Hajj, packed with symbolism and ritual, is one of the five pillars of Islam. Every able-bodied Muslim who can financially afford to must perform it at least once in his or her lifetime.
I really appreciate and thankful to God that this is the opportunity, because Allah says that once whoever come to the Arafah, his all sins will be forgiven.
I'm extremely thankful to Allah Almighty that He has accepted my prayers to be here.
Now, Israeli police blocked a protest boat on Sunday from trying to break through Israel's naval blockade and from carrying activists and aid supplies to the Gaza Strip. The boat was set to depart from the small port of Jaffa near Tel Aviv. It's the latest in a series of similar attempts to attract attention to Israel's sanctions against Gaza by sailing there. Israeli Arab lawmakers and other activists were to have been among the roughly 100 passengers, and the cargo was to include basic food supplies and medicine. Since the summer, international activists have made 3 successful boat trips from Cyprus to Gaza.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome to Jami Jam Network News, coming to you live from Tehran. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the Muslim community has a very bright future ahead. In a message to Hajj pilgrims read to them by the leader's representative, Ayatollah Khamenei underscored Muslims will surmount hardly negotiable paths by faith in God, forbearance, and trust in divine promises. The message also read,
huge numbers of Muslims have once again converged on the land of divine revelations. Enthusiastic souls from around the world have come to the birthplace of Islam and the Holy Quran to perform rituals which symbolize Islamic teachings. The great lesson taken from the Hajj pilgrimage is one of eternal prosperity for mankind. It aims to urge humans to worship God Almighty and cleanse themselves of polytheism and perversion. Those who, in the not-too-distant past, were of the conviction that Islam and Muslims would succumb to the encroachment of the Western civilization are now witnessing the revival of Islam and the Holy Quran, and at the same time, gradual decline of the aggressors. God's promise that good will eventually triumph over evil will soon come true. One of the signs of this irreversible promise was the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, which gave rise to the Islamic establishment and turned the country into a strong base for Islamic thought and civilization to grow. Among other clear signs of Islam's triumph are the Palestinian Intifada, the victory of Hezbollah and the Islamic resistance over the despotic Zionist regime, the rise to power of a popular and Muslim government from the ashes of the dictatorial regime of Saddam in Iraq, the failure of all U.S. plots to secure its domination over the Middle East, the incurable turbulence within the Zionist regime, an increasingly growing interest for Islam worldwide, and the technological and scientific